Carry on. Amen.
Move on.
So we're gonna go on. Amen. Without any further ado, amen. I'd like for us to welcome our own Elder Turner, which can come in his own way and give us a little bit of something of what the Lord has given him.
Amen.
Y'all have to do it.
Hold it on, come on. God bless you.
Y'all ready to go home already?
All right.
You done had some church and y'all ready to go, huh? Sure, what you got to do today when you leave here? You ain't got no fashion on her mind.
No, he didn't.
Remember, some of us had the diabeticals. We were going to go to college, diabeticals.
Conditions, huh?
Yeah, might not be able to go 2 hours. You hear that? 2 hours.
2 hours.
Are there ways you can sacrifice? Yeah,
fashion is very special.
Don't watch television.
I better not hit on that. You don't even close the subject. So it's a... important thing, sacred, really sacred, you know, between you and God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And then the church want to do it as a whole, that's, we do it together.
Amen.
But I used to confess 2 and 3 days. Mm-hmm. When I first got saved, we're talking about fasting, huh? A long time fast. Now, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you get older, you get wiser. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
wiser.
Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. We're glad to be here. We had a nice, wonderful time.
Amen.
Gloria topped it off to with that song.
No, that's amazing.
That's a song right now all the churches should be singing.
Yes, yes.
So we in the days that we need to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Amen.
This is the time. Thank you, Jesus. Can't get scared now. Or shook up. Well, I don't know. Y'all don't feel like hearing me preach today, do you?
Amen.
Go ahead and preach.
She said, amen. Who with me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
come on and preach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead and preach.
Bring the word.
Y'all
just
tired.
Huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Linda getting baptized.
Amen.
All
amen.
The angels in heaven are still
rejoicing.
Amen.
Rejoicing.
One soul. Just one soul. You go down in the name or the water in Jesus' name. They still dancing and shouting and having a good time.
Yes.
I showed them wish I was up there with them.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So we're glad to see everybody here that was sick. And everything, yes. And pray for Brother Brown. I really feel for him.
Amen.
And I've been holding on to this message for a few weeks now. And I don't know, this is the time God wants me to preach it, but I'm going to preach. But I'm going to say, you know, God, you know, he have all power.
Yes, he does.
And who, what's his name?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. If he want to, he could just go blink. Huh? Nothing is there.
Yes, right.
That's right.
If you want to, he could start all over and make another Adam.
Yep.
I'm gonna start all over. I'm gonna try this again.
Amen.
If he wanted to do that, he could do that.
Yes, he could.
But he don't want to do that. He feels sorry. He feels sorry for us.
Yeah.
He want to save us, recycle people. Huh? Recycle.
Yeah,
well,
that's
the way
to
put it.
Yeah, that's
recycle.
Right. You want to save us, recycle. Instead of destroying us all and starting all over, he want to, you know, you take aluminum cans and you turn them in.
Right.
And you recycle them.
Yeah.
But well, that's what he want to do. He want to recycle us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Recycle. You know, he don't want to destroy us to the point that he had to start all over again. He ain't doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
He proved that. He ain't doing that again.
What he did
in the days of Noah,
yeah.
That's why he didn't do it again. He said, I'm not doing that again. I'm not going to go 7 days. And 7 days to him is how much?
Could be 7 million years for all we know.
We know 7,000 years.
At least.
Yeah. One day is what?
This is like a thousand years.
Years
into
the Lord.
So, you know, he did a whole lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
Whole lot in 7 days. Oh, his 7 days. Our 7 days ain't the same as God. Huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Thank you, Jesus. So I, you know, I'm gonna come to you today. I'm not gonna try to worry y'all. I don't want y'all to have to sit me down or stop me or something like that. I wanna preach something, you know, that God did. Huh?
Okay.
He didn't have to do it, but he did.
All right.
You know, he came off his throne, came down here with us.
Amen. Thank
yes.
you.
No doubt he don't want to be down here with us again. He ain't coming down here again until he's ready to change everything.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He ain't come down here to walk with us. There's too much sin down here.
Mm-hmm.
His adversary is down here. He ain't got time for him. You know, when I come down there, I'm coming to get my church out of there, and I'm going on back home.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to go back again to get my other folks the second time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a long story. We're giving that, you know, we teach that. We're going to read something today that God did. What he did was fix it for us to escape a way out of this world.
All right, a way out.
He designed
yes.
it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He sat down and got a plan together on how to recycle us, huh? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Recycle. Come on now.
Yes,
you recycle.
Yeah.
And take us where he lives.
All right.
Jesus, he had no plan for no homeowner to live in heaven.
Amen.
All right.
He had no plan for no thief to live in heaven.
That's Amen. Right.
No plan for a liar to live in heaven.
All right.
Amen.
What a place. What a place.
No. He
Thank
don't,
you,
no.
Jesus.
He said, not here, not my home.
Hallelujah.
So he fixed it where we can have a way out to escape this crazy, this confounded world.
Yes.
All right.
I can think of a lot of things if I can.
Yes.
Huh? Crazy world.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't know when walking out your door, you might get shot up.
Yeah.
Plane might drop on you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's happened.
But he came down, he brought us a way to escape.
Yes.
And that
Amen.
Is to be born of the what?
Water
and
the Spirit.
And the Spirit.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
If a man be born again, he must be born of what?
Of the water and the Spirit.
Why did Jesus use water?
That represents
cleanse,
death
so
to cleanse and the burial.
I'm gonna show y'all in a minute exactly why
the burial.
He used water for a reason.
To wash our sins.
Okay. Y'all gonna find out what the water is really was for.
Hallelujah.
Right
the
now I'm gonna tell you. Okay. Give me time.
Burial.
I get my thoughts together.
Right.
I'm never gonna be rushed.
Right.
I get
okay.
my thoughts together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God used the water for another reason, and we're gonna find out. You know. You can preach this way, and you can preach it that way, and God will give you another way to preach.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. All
another
right.
way. I'm going to get the scriptures. I'm going. I'm here.
Take your time.
I'm not going to watch you, Lord, because you ain't going to give me no
okay.
eye.
I heard that.
St. John, the 10th chapter.
St. John
10.
All right.
Go to St. John the 10th chapter. Yeah, but I know it's coming. I'll be ready for you.
St.
John the 10th chapter. It was another reason why Jesus used the water.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus. Not only to wash us our sins away, but it's another reason. Thank you, G. Huh? Just wait. We all don't get it. What's Brother Ted get St. John? 10th chapter of St. John. Everybody got your Bible, Monet? Got your Bible? You don't have no Bible? Oh, you should have a Bible.
Over there, but it don't read like ours.
Oh, it read different? Oh.
It's a children.
Yeah.
This is
Thank you, Jesus. I give everybody a chance. Find St. John, the 10th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Teach the kids how to look up stuff. Just, you know, when they come to church,
mm-hmm.
we're going to teach them how to look up the scripture. But like you say, some of these things be funny, you know. So, If you get one, you can share. Here, share this one. Let's see.
It's all indifferent. That's why you, that black one is that.
The black one? How about this one right here? This one gotta go. It's got a whole lot of stuff missing from it. Try this one. St. John, 10 chapters. Who's that one got? There was another reason why God used the water. Number one, the water is a witness.
Yes.
Did y'all remember that?
Yes.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Three that bear witness on earth. Huh? The what?
The water.
And the who?
The blood.
And the who?
And the spirit.
And the spirit. See that?
Good job.
Come on. Y'all forgot, didn't you? If you got your scripture, it reads, "Very, very, I say unto you, he that enter not by the door," it said door.
Door.
Everybody said door.
Door.
I want you to get door in your head.
Door.
Door. Come on, man.
Door.
Door. Come on. Enter in where? By the door, huh? Into the shepherd's, what? The sheepfold. But climb it up some other way. The same is a thief and a robber. Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Now, I want you to keep door in your head.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Okay.
Hallelujah. But he that enter in by the door, come on.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
By what?
The door.
The door.
Is the what?
Shepherd
of the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. You know who that is, don't you?
Amen.
Who's the shepherd?
Jesus.
Jesus. Who's the sheep?
We are.
God talking about him being the shepherd who leading you to the door,
huh?
And the sheep is us. Have you seen sheep? Have y'all watched sheep?
Yeah.
They follow that shepherd go, or they go, you know, make a sound, and they make some kind of sound. All them sheep know that shepherd calling us, and they run over there.
Yeah.
That's how they. That's how God classified us as a sheep. Mm-hmm. Thinking, now y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Now, to him, the porter of openness. Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
Who? To him, who is him? To him, the porter. Openness,
shepherd
okay.
Opens.
Huh?
And the sheep hear his voice.
Y'all listen to that. To him, the what?
Porter.
The opening. Doorkeeper, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The
doorkeeper.
Now, who is him?
Jesus.
Thank you, and Jesus who?
God.
The shepherd.
He's a shepherd, but also he's somebody, he's something
he's
else.
The doorkeeper. He's the door.
He's something else.
Oh, the door?
The
shepherd.
Not only the shepherd, not only the porter. Come on. What is Jesus? Yeah, we need
I
some,
am the way, the truth, and the life.
We need to have some Bible class here.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now.
Jesus was just a man?
No.
No.
Come on,
son.
Come on, son.
Okay.
Jesus is the word.
Hey.
He's the word.
He's the word that the sheep, you know,
yes.
he came down here and he preached to us.
Yes.
Pastor Billy.
Yes.
Amen.
To teach us how to make it through the porter.
All right.
Okay. He's the only one that the porter is going to open for us. Ain't nobody else going to open this porter.
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
He said the porter open, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep hear his voice. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And call what? Call it his what?
Call it his own
by name.
By name. And what?
And leadeth them out.
Jesus came down here on earth, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Became our shepherd. Why did he bring us? Why did you come down here to be a shepherd?
So
he
can lead us home.
Yes.
Lead us.
Yes, he came down here
to lead us
to the door. Ooh, what you said that, huh?
Yeah, the door.
To the what?
The door.
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah, amen.
He came off his throne, Pastor, huh?
Uh-huh.
To be a shepherd, to save all the recycled people that he could get his hands on.
All
right. Did y'all catch that?
Yes.
Huh? He came down. If he wanted to, he could just throw us in the fire and just let us melt and disappear. Thank you. But instead of doing that, he came down,
mm-hmm.
Sister Cal, huh?
Yes.
to be a shepherd.
Right.
To spread his word. Mm-hmm. To show us how to make it, huh? To the other side.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, Lord. This is going to be good. Good. Yeah.
All right.
Bless you. Want me to stop?
No.
No.
Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go. And what? He put
and
it.
When he put it forth his own sheep.
Own sheep. Talking about Jesus. Uh-huh.
He
goes before them. Uh-huh.
And the sheep follow him.
Uh-huh. For they what? Y'all hear
that? Right. That's right.
The shepherd not only know you, but he know your name.
Uh-huh. That's right.
If it was 10,000 sheep in this building right now, God know each one of them name.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's right.
I want my name on his lips.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all hear? Huh?
Yes.
I want my name on God's lips.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So he came down here to show us how to be saved, huh?
Uh-huh.
How to escape this crazy world.
Yes.
Right.
Only who could do that?
Jesus.
God himself.
Yes.
Jesus.
That's right.
Came down here in person, in the flesh, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do this time. I don't need Noah no more. I don't need Isaiah. I don't need this person. I'm going to do it.
Uh-huh.
He came down here. Now, he demonstrated to how we are to enter, huh?
Yes.
On the other side. I'm trying to avoid this word. I'm not ready for that yet. Huh? He came down here and showed us when he was baptized by who?
John.
And when he got baptized, they sprinkled the water on his head.
No,
he was immersed.
They took him down from his feet to his head.
Yes.
He was
buried. That's the reason why he did that. He wanted to show and demonstrate how to enter the other side.
All right. Yes.
Go through the door.
Y'all
that's
follow
right.
me?
Yes. Amen.
Door, yeah. That's what Jesus did. What's with it? He said, and a stranger,
would they not
what?
Follow.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Would flee.
Uh-huh. And did what?
For they know not the voice of strangers.
Who's he talking about now?
The sheep.
We are the recycles.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Us that's living right now and those that died before us was the sheep.
Yeah.
The sheep is the people that God want to lead to the truth, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And show them how to get to the other side. Huh? Have you been to a place, a point, and you want to get to the other side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to do something to get to the other side, right?
Oh, yes.
You
know?
But Jesus is going to show us how we get on the other side.
Amen.
This message is for those that's on the other side and for those that haven't made it to the other side.
All right.
Yes.
Good.
Y'all got it?
Yes.
All right. Now, the disciples were so confused.
Mm-hmm.
What is Jesus talking about? Oh, taking off my coat. Uh-oh, taking my coat off.
All right.
What is Jesus talking about?
Uh-huh.
Him being a shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't know what he was talking about. We're confused. We don't understand what you're saying. So Jesus had to make it plain to them what he was trying to teach and preach to them to be able to get to the other side. Thank you, Jesus. In order to go past the porter, when I go and lead you there, I'm going to show you why. Jesus said in the 7th verse,
all right.
Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, what?
I am the door of the sheep.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
I'm the door.
All right.
And he's going to show you exactly how he's the door. Now, Jesus, the door. Now, door, when you think of a door, you think of an entry place, right?
Right.
And an exit place. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you talking about? He's the door. He's the door to being free in this world when you're here and free from this world when you're with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm the door, the only entrance way to. Some people are going to preach stuff and try to get, they're going to try to climb up in the window, sneak in. You know, you ever been to a concert and you want to sneak around?
Oh,
try to get in. Go to a carnival. You know the carnivals, you sneak on.
Oh, try to go around the back way.
People paying $2. Just pay the $2. But you're trying to sneak in. Well, there ain't no windows, huh?
Uh-huh.
There ain't no back door.
That's right.
Ain't no roof to jump down on.
All right.
That's right.
I'm the door. I'm the only one.
That's right.
I'm the only entranceway to the other side.
All right.
And I'm here to tell you how to get there.
All right.
Now, he said he's the door, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Do y'all understand where the door is?
Yes.
Where's the door?
An entry.
Where is it?
To heaven.
Heaven.
Y'all don't know where the door is?
It's an opening to an entrance.
And y'all know I always mess with y'all.
Okay, well, Jesus is the door.
He said he's the door.
It's an entrance.
So what is the entrance way?
To heaven.
To heaven?
To eternal life.
Eternal life?
Yes.
How do you get to eternal life?
He's the door.
He said he's the door.
I am the door.
You have to go through the door. You have to go through the door.
Come on. I can't send it to y'all. Y'all just that fast.
You have to.
Just that fast. Forgot what I said.
You have
you must
to
be born again of what?
Of the water and of the spirit.
So what's the door?
The door is the water.
The door is the water. Come on, that's close enough.
Okay.
The water is the door.
All right. Okay. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Okay.
In order to get down in the water, you can go down in the water all you want and just stand there if you want to. Huh? But until you say the name of who?
Jesus Christ.
And then you go down in the water.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
All right.
You have entered the portal.
Okay. All right.
The portal that led you. Y'all follow
me now. Okay. Yes. Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All right.
Amen.
Now, most doors, Brother Ted, has the address, don't you?
Yes.
You got an address on your house, huh?
Uh-huh.
If you trying to tell somebody where you live, huh? How you going to tell them? Where I live in Clear Lake, huh? Thank you, Jesus. Well, if you're going to tell somebody about Jesus and how to get to the door and how to get on the side, what are you going to tell them? Go down to Jerusalem. Come on now, huh? Jerusalem. That's right.
Hallelujah.
You got to have a street name, don't you?
Acts.
We see Acts.
You have to go to Acts.
Jerusalem. We see Acts.
Acts 2:38.
You're getting to do all those things.
You got to go in the water.
And you only got a name on of your street, but you also got a number, right?
That's right.
There's a number on your house.
Yes, that's correct.
People say, what's the number? 2 and 38.
That's right.
When you get to 2 and 38, you are at the door.
All right.
See, to the devil, Sister Linda, she got the address.
All right.
All right.
Okay. And she went down, she got in that water.
Went into the door.
Got in that water. You got the address. You found the address. Huh? You don't have to go all the way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is everywhere now.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
Spiritual.
Y'all follow me?
All yes.
Right.
All right.
Man, you don't have to go 3,000 miles over all to right. find the address. God's address is everywhere. Alaska,
Jesus.
The
all
North
right.
Pole, China.
Yes.
Everywhere. That's where the address is.
Yes.
All
right.
Now, some people, they get the address. But Ted,
yeah.
they get the address and they just stand there looking at it.
Oh,
it won't go no further. Huh?
Oh.
Yes.
That's when Jesus said he's gonna lead you the sheep.
All right.
Right.
Some sheep follow Jesus.
Right.
And then just stand there. Always got to be one that's a black sheep. Huh? It always gonna be what you call the animal
stray.
The runt.
The runt.
There's always gonna be a runt in the crowd.
Oh.
Okay, all the other sheep is following Jesus
right.
and going down in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't enter the door and went on right. in. That's someone yes. just looking at the door.
Oh boy. He ain't gonna get in if you don't
find the address.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not any good if you don't go in.
Jesus is the door.
Yes. Right. Uh-huh. Right.
And the door is what?
The water.
It's the water.
There's a portal.
That's yeah. the portal.
See, these people don't understand this. The water is the portal. Okay?
Uh-huh.
When you get in that water, you went on the other side of the portal.
All right.
Did y'all understand that?
Yes. Yes.
This is powerful.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
Some people might keep thinking this is natural. No, no. This is super, super spiritual. This
Jesus.
Is the door, the entranceway to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When you go down in that water and enter the door, you're on the other side of the door.
All right.
You free.
All right.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
When you go, the Holy Ghost is a gift
mm-hmm.
which you should seek
yes.
every every day.
Every day.
Not every other day. Every once in a while. No. Seek the Holy Ghost every day.
Yes.
Because you got to remember, that's people that go, and they go all the way, and they go get baptized in Jesus' name, and then don't never receive the Holy Ghost, yeah. And they go a long time without receiving the Holy Ghost. You got to remember, the door is also an exit.
All right.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Come yeah. on now.
An exit.
Uh-huh.
Don't let that happen to you.
Hallelujah.
It takes the Holy Ghost for you to sustain in the door.
Amen.
I'm trying to explain this the best I can.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is the keeper that keep you on the other side. And the Bible said when you enter that door on the other side, you are free to go in and you're free to go out. Other way of saying, God is with you everywhere you go.
Everywhere. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all following me?
Amen.
Now y'all know what the door is, huh?
Yes. Right.
You know the address? Tell somebody. I got the address.
Yes, Acts 2:38.
I can tell you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I can tell you exactly how to get saved, huh?
Amen.
I can tell you exactly how you can make it on the other side with
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So, just go down to Jerusalem.
Amen.
That's any church that teaches Jesus' name. Huh? Go to Jerusalem. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All right.
On Acts 3.
Acts 2 and
38. Come on.
Right.
Address is what?
Acts
2 and 38.
Yes.
That's it. You found the address.
Yeah.
The next step is now you got to knock, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Bible said knock and you shall what?
It shall be open.
It shall be open.
That's right.
Don't just stand there.
Get baptized.
There's a lot of people just standing there. They get real
good
close.
Good.
You know?
And y'all knock.
That
and then they turn around and go back.
No.
Come that close.
No,
thank you, Jesus. But when you go down in the name of Jesus, you have followed the shepherd.
Yes.
Who,
amen.
The only one that can open the portal.
That's right.
You hear what the Bible said? That is portals.
Yes.
Huh? The Bible says right here.
Yes.
That this portal is the sanctified, holy, everlasting portal.
Thank you, Jesus.
And once you get on that other side, you are free from sin all the way back to Adam.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everything become new.
Everything.
Thank everything.
Thank
That's
you,
when
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost come in. That's when he said the water and the
Spirit.
You got to have
Spirit.
That Spirit.
Amen.
Everybody don't get the Spirit the same as everybody. But when you get it, you will get it. You know, it will be right.
Yes.
You will know it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you get on the other side and the devil get to messing with you, huh? I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost do. It'll bug you. You won't sleep. Huh?
Uh-huh. Right here.
They're getting quiet now.
Uh-huh.
It'll plague you.
Yes.
It'll talk to you. That wasn't right now. It tells you. Your mind. You know.
You.
Once you go down in Jesus' name, come up and have any kind of contact with God, he talks to you.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
He's trying to let you know. Come on.
Uh-huh.
He's stronger.
Yes.
Rebuke the devil.
Yes.
He's trying to attempt you.
Yeah.
He's trying to do stuff. That's our job to get the Holy Ghost, because we can't do it, or we can do this by ourselves.
No,
can
we can't.
No, we can't.
No.
By ourselves.
I don't need the Spirit to help me.
No. Oh, no. We need
the Spirit to sustain us in this world.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Let me go through some more. And he said, and all that came before him are thieves and robbers. You hear that say?
Yeah.
All that came before Jesus are thieves and robbers. Ain't nobody perfect.
That's right.
If you ain't saved and went down Jesus' name, nobody perfect.
That's right.
And then they did what?
But the sheep did not hear.
The who?
Is he in verse 8?
Verse 8.
But the sheep did not hear them.
So now, so who is he talking to? Okay, you got a shepherd.
Right.
You got the shepherd. Shepherd Jesus, right?
Uh-huh.
Huh? And Jesus knows every sheep voice.
Mm-hmm.
Every sheep name. But here comes some thieves and robbers. You know, let me tell you who the thieves and robbers really is. The one that teaches false doctrines.
Right.
This is what Jesus talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't have to be baptized in Jesus' name.
Oh,
all you got to say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, and you're saved.
Uh-huh. Not what the Bible says.
Huh?
Look out now.
But the sheep that's going on with Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, come on, go down in my name.
Yeah.
Huh? They're going to Oh, I know his voice, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they ain't gonna know those people that's out here teaching false doctrine.
Yes.
You can just believe in this rock, huh? This rock right here is gonna save us. You can just believe in the sun. The sun is the cleansing power.
Oh,
y'all hear what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a thief in a robber.
That's a thief in a robber.
Somebody that Satan is using, huh, to keep you from going, you know, ones that stand there, made it to the door.
Yeah.
But won't go down in Jesus' name. Got the address.
Yeah.
Found out how to get to the porter to go through.
Yeah, but they're just
but they stand there.
Yeah.
You got those. Those are the people that the thief and the robber sneak. They steal.
Yes.
They steal those souls from God. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Many of people come close to the door.
Right.
But they do nothing. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you believe in God and believe that God can save you through the water baptism in Jesus' name, you're going to go down in Jesus' name.
Yes.
When you come out of the water after you've been baptized in Jesus' name, you're going to continue seeking God.
Yes.
The devil is going to send all kind of stuff your way.
Yeah.
The thieves and robbers are going to always be out there.
Yes.
Thinking you're trying to steal your soul.
Yes.
Thank you. Y'all following me?
Amen.
Yes.
But the main thing I wanted to preach today, because Linda got baptized, uh-huh, that she had entered the porter,
right,
which was what?
The door.
The door.
Y'all never looked at it that way, huh?
No.
The water that we looking at, when we went looked at the come on, huh? We look at the water, huh? When you see the water in that swimming pool, huh?
Man.
Nice heated pool, you blessed. Heated pool. It just looked like water to you, huh? But that water was the door.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It would have been the same thing if I had took you out there, if Pastor took you out there in Kill Lake.
Huh?
You might not want to get in that water, but it's holy. When
yes,
you're going down in the water in Jesus' name in Kill Lake, that water is clean.
Yes.
Huh? And when you go down in the water, you enter the door.
Yes.
Amen.
You came out of the water, you're a new creature.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're on the other side.
Amen.
All of us is on the other side. You've been baptized in Jesus' name, you're on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Now, it's our job to stay.
Yes.
Jesus said you could go and you could come back.
That's right.
I want to just go there and stay. I don't want to come back. Huh?
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to get out of here.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is the entrance way, but how? How is he the entrance way? You found the number. You're knocking on the door.
Yes.
And Acts 2 and 38 said what?
Go down in the water in Jesus' name.
How is the door now open?
Because you went in the water.
You went in the water, but how did it open?
Jesus
accepted
you.
In the name of Jesus. When you say in the name of Jesus,
the door opens as you go in the water. Yes.
Okay. It's an old door.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This door is over 2,000 years old.
Amen.
It started on a day of what?
Pentecost.
In the city of what?
Jerusalem.
Thank you,
Jesus.
On what street?
Acts 2:38.
I didn't ask for the number. I said, what street?
Acts.
What number?
2:38.
That door open.
Okay.
And Jesus opened the door.
All right.
Only Jesus can open that door.
All right.
But you got to enter the door.
Yeah.
You can't go. You found where you need to be. You found the door. You're just gonna stand there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people in the world that's standing there, huh?
Yes.
But until you go down, huh? You can go down in the water if you want to. Ain't nothing gonna happen until you what?
Repent.
And then get filled with the Holy Ghost.
When the name of Jesus is pronounced.
Yes.
Huh? When you go down in the water, that's what opened the door.
Amen.
I'm going to leave y'all with that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to leave y'all with that.
Hallelujah.
That's what Linda did. She went on the other side.
The
baptism in Jesus' name is essential.
Yes.
That's the porter to heaven.
Amen.
That's the only way People say you baptized in the name of the cat, dog, and the rat.
Nope.
No.
Huh?
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Until they use the name of Jesus,
yes.
It's a witness to heaven.
Hallelujah.
It's the witness.
Hallelujah.
Huh? God knows you by your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Got another sheep. Huh? Came to the other side.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. See, the devil, he's out to confuse the world.
Uh-huh.
As much as he can. He sent out his thieves and who?
Robert.
To confuse Robert. People.
Yes.
From understanding and coming into the truth.
Yes.
He don't want you to have this address. But we got it.
Amen.
We got the address.
Amen.
All right. Don't worry about this church being full and stuff.
All right.
I ain't worried about it.
All right.
The more people you have, the more devils you're going to have. Yeah, but come on now.
Yeah.
I feel good with the crowd that we have.
Yeah.
If God just send a person every once in a while, and we introduce them to the address.
Yes.
Let them know this is Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And we can give you the address.
Uh-huh.
That's all we can do is just tell you the address. And once you get there, you got to make up your mind.
All right.
If you're going to go down.
That's right.
Yes.
That's all right with me. I don't need 2,000 members.
You can't keep track.
I feel you can't.
You don't know where they are.
That's a lot of members don't even know they pastor.
Amen.
What's the pastor name? I've been getting that for 2 years.
Oh, my.
He ain't got time to go to everybody.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 10,000 people.
See, Jesus knows your name.
Yeah.
My nephew, you know, every time I turn around, he having two services and stuff like that. He don't know everybody's name in there.
Oh, my.
Too many people.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus knows your name.
That's right.
When you're a sheep, huh, that followed him to the porter and went to the other side, Jesus not only knows your name, but Ted, he know every strand of hair.
Hallelujah.
And can number.
Yes.
He know every number of hair in your head.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Thank you.
I'm happy with the crowd we got.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm happy. Victor, the one, come on in. Come on in.
Come on.
Yeah, man. As long as you behave yourself.
Thank you.
So I thank y'all for this putting up with me.
Amen. 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 God bless you. All right. You've been holding on that one for a while.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one, though. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I thank God.